New research appears to show that there's no difference in the academic performances of private and public primary school children. The University of Queensland surveyed over 4,000 students between school years 3 and 5. The paper's authors say parents who spend money with the hope of their children achieving better academic results will be disappointed. Representatives of Australia's independent school system have contested the results, but also argue that parents pay an education premium for more than just better test results. David Taylor has the story.
Researchers studied the academic performance of over 4,000 primary school-aged children from around the country. They looked at data from the MySchool website and NAPLAN results from across the country. At its core, the survey was looking at whether children in private schools did better academically than children in state schools. Professor Luke Connolly from the University of Queensland.
In short, we found that there seems to be no difference that's attributable to the schooling itself between those different school types.
But that finding discounts environmental factors affecting the child, such as the education level of both parents. The raw results actually show independent schools came out in front. Yvonne Luxford is the Executive Director of the Independent Schools Council of Australia.
Even the preschool testing that they did in the paper, it shows that on the raw results there, the children in independent schools did score higher.
The survey itself, though, has been dismissed by other independent school representatives. Ron Gorman is the Deputy Director of the Association of Independent Schools of Western Australia.
When looking at results, it can be an oversimplistic view of what constitutes success, because the measures are actually quite narrow.
He argues one survey based on academic merit doesn't go far enough. He says independent schools offer ecosystems that parents choose for a variety of reasons. Other independent school advocates argue that the NAPLAN results are largely irrelevant. David Robertson is the executive director of the Queensland Independent Schools Association. He says the choice to send your child to a private school is centred around the individual needs of the child.
It's not about public versus private, it's about the school and what the educational programs and offerings that school is.
There must be an advantage in sending your child to a private school and paying that money, otherwise it wouldn't be an advantage.
That money is parental contribution. That is what parents contribute to the costs of schooling in Queensland.
But they're paying that to get their child a better education.
Well, they're paying to get an education they think is right for their child. That's the point.
Independent Schools' Yvonne Luxford also argues that independent fee-paying schools play a vital role in supporting the community as a whole.
Independent schools really cover everything right through from Indigenous community schools through to special assistance schools for kids who aren't regularly attending school, who may even be couch surfing or homeless, through to schools for children with disabilities.
But setting aside the effects of schooling on a child, the Queensland University study also found a link between the birth weight of a child and their later academic performance.
David Taylor.